today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamu alaikum. This is another episode of today's special, which you choose to listen to. Today, we're going to speak about standing against oppression.
Palestine, Palestine, oh Palestine, on your land Allah plays great signs. Though the world sees your scars and hears your cries, Allah is your God and you will survive.
But first we look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 25th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 18th of the month of Azar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 9th of December, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we'll listen to chapter Yunus, verse 13 from the Holy Quran. Then we speak about its point.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولقد أهلكنا القرون من قبلكم لما ظلموا وجاءتهم رسلهم بالبينات وما كانوا ليؤمنوا كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْقَوْمَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ
And we had already destroyed generations before you when they wronged, and their messengers had come to them with clear proofs, but they were not to believe. Thus do we recompense the criminal people.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In this holy verse, Allah informs us of the calamities which were inflicted upon previous nations and warns the present nations against the descent of those calamities which may fall upon them. The Quran announces that Allah exterminated former nations by means of kinds of punishment when they inflicted unjustice upon themselves by revolting, becoming disobedient, and after sending prophets to them with obvious miracles and clear proofs.
Salamullahi ya Quds, fidaka ar-ruh wa an-nafs. Salamullahi ya Quds, fidaka ar-ruh wa an-nafs. مهاد الدين والتقوى سلام الحب والنجوى وهل يا قدس لا نقوى مهاد الدين والتقوى سلام الحب والنجوى وهل يا قدس لا نقوى وهل يا قدس لا نقوى وكيف المسجد الطاهر بظل الغاصب الكافر وكيف المسجد الطاهر بظل الغاصب الكافر فينمو طرفنا الناعس بليل واهن دام اسرعك الله يا قدس فينمو طرفنا الناعس بليل واهن دام اسرعك الله يا قدس
As I told you, today we'll learn about standing against oppression. It is not just about Islam. It is not about Christianity. It is not about Judaism. It's not about Hinduism. Justice, everywhere is justice. And That is why if you go back to Quran in so many verses calls us to be just, calls us to be fair, and calls us to stand side by side with the oppressed. We have a beautiful tradition from our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family, that all people be scared of the prayers and the supplication of the oppressed, because there is no boundary or barrier between the prayers of the oppressed and the acceptance of Almighty.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about the promotion of Islamic resistance and the whatness and whyness of Islamic resistance, and what do we mean by Islamic resistance. In this show we shall talk about resistance line and the whole concept of resistance and the reason that it was formed and happened in the Islam world. What does resistance mean? Resistance means that you choose a path that you deem legitimate and true. It means moving on this path and not allowing obstacles to prevent you from taking that path. This is what resistance means. The second point is that you should promote and foster the view of resistance. The second point is that we need to promote and foster the view of resistance against the enemy's iron fist. People must not feel that because the enemy has bombs, missiles, propaganda practices, and other such weapons, we should retreat. The theory of resistance is an original and correct theory. It should be promoted in both theoretical and practical ways. The theoretical aspect is that you need to promote it. You, the Muslim Ummah, you, the Islamic Ummah, can delineate the theory of resistance very efficiently among yourselves.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
And the continuation of today's special. Rewards of helping and supporting the oppressed. As we said previously, one of the cases to support the oppressed is to help the Imam of Time, may Allah hasten his reappearance. When a believer makes effort in his dua to remove sorrow and grief from the heart of the great Imam and supplicates Allah for his early reappearance, fulfilling all the conditions stated before, its effect would be the fulfillment of divine promise. It is known from the discussion that dua or supplication is help and the support of the Imam. In addition to it, being commanded by His Eminence, pray more for the early reappearance, as in it lies your deliverance. His Eminence, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, has made a request to his friends that they must, as much as possible, pray for his early reappearance.
They've been calling, they've been asking for some help, but nobody seems to care. They are saying, are we now on Oma? How pain thought you'd share.
And now, and the continuation of our topic, standing against oppression, we go to the main court. The only solution to the issue of Palestine is resistance and fighting. From the speech of our leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, of course, we choose a short part, so listen to it. The only way to solve the issue of Palestine is resistance and fighting. This is correct, because this resistance and fighting is dependent on preserving the people's morale and hope and their presence on the scene. This is the greatest task that Palestinian groups, organizations, and activities should carry out. The purpose of the pressures that are exerted on Gaza by both sides, whether by Zionists or by Westerners, is to make the people turn away from resistance. The purpose of the pressures which are exerted on the West Bank on the issue of Jewish settlements, on the issue of Quds, on the issue of shocking and drastic measures, on the issue of the Israeli West Bank barrier and other such issues, is to make the people turn away from resistance and to submit. We should not allow this to happen. You should keep the people of Palestine and Gaza, these resistant and strong people, hopeful, so that they know their great movement will produce results.
Palestinians are blamed often for the actions of Hamas. It's as if the media is covering this story as if this is something that's new. This is a new thing. All of this happened because of Hamas. My dear brothers and sisters, this is an example of a reductionist approach to what is transpiring. This is an example of, as the saying goes, you don't miss the forest for the trees. You want to focus on one little thing and divorce it from its wider context. Hamas was not established until 1987. Hamas was established 20 years after Israel's occupation of Gaza and the West Bank. This is not about Hamas. This is much earlier than Hamas. Hamas was established 4 decades after the mass displacement of Palestinians in 1948. Now, what we hear today, and this is just to give you a sense of the sinister nature of the media, President Biden claimed that he saw videos of Israeli babies being decapitated. The president of a country, the president, basically lied to the world to justify the violence of Israel against the Palestinians. Imagine how morally bankrupt you have to be as a leader of a country to stand in front of the world and utter an egregious lie. And today we see the statements coming out. There was no confirmation. Israel has no evidence that this has happened.
The topic of this episode of today's special was about standing against oppression. Thank you very much for joining us. We'll leave you in Allah's protection and fi amanillah.
Every day We tell each other that this day will be the last, and tomorrow we all can go home free, and all this will finally end. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Palestine, tomorrow will be free.